Views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the program host, guests, and participants, and are not necessarily those of KKRN Community Radio and Acorn Community Enterprises, or the underwriters of this station. Hello and welcome to KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour. I'm your host, Craig Boyer. The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and is sometimes interviews with music woven in relating to the subject and to the person that's being interviewed. Today's show is entitled Reading Roots Revival Festival 21. This show will share a bit of music from many of the performers at our upcoming festival. And I have in studio this year's Reading Roots Revival. Janelle Pearson, I would like you to give us an overview of our festival, and periodically you can remind us of the particulars.
All righty, sounds great. Well, we have our second annual Reading Roots Revival Music Festival coming up in our downtown area, September 24th and 25th. It's a Friday evening, music starts at 5 and goes till 10, and Saturday from 2 till 10. And there are two-day passes available if you go to readingrootsrevival.org.
And what was the impetus that caused this to happen, to putting together the Reading Roots Revival?
Well, Reading Roots Revival has been a dream fantasy of Janice Logan, who used to own Vintage Wine Bar, and myself. For the last 15 years, we have partnered in hosting many musicians coming through town to perform at the wine bar. And I have a bed and breakfast in town. And of course, they needed a place to stay when they would be touring. And we've gotten to know so many wonderful, wonderful, talented people that we were like, wouldn't it be great if we could have an event where we could actually get a whole bunch of people in town to come see these guys, because you could only fit 50 people in the wine bar. So we started dreaming of this music festival, and we've started out small. Our first one was in 2019. We hosted about 500 people there. And of course, 2020 didn't happen. And so we're trying to do it a little bit smaller this year, just trying to take baby steps again to get it going and get people to understand what this is. And then hopefully by 2022, we can go all out and make this something that a couple thousand people could attend.
I know it was a lot of fun in 2019.
That's what I keep hearing over and over again. The people that did attend in 2019 are really, really excited about us doing this again. And I hope we can get some new people to know about it also.
Right. And that's why we're doing that today.
That's right.
Okay. Now, the first song is written and performed by Jonathan Foster. That first song we're going to share. And it relates to Kelly. And Janelle, could you tell us some of the particulars about this situation, Kelly and the Kelly stage?
Well, for those of you that don't know, Kelly Clark was a beautiful individual that loved music. She was a server downtown at Market Street Steakhouse and Vintage, and many, many people knew her. She had a accident 3 years ago and passed away, and we want to keep her memory going. And Jonathan Foster and Morgan Hannaford have written a song that I believe Jonathan has on his album, and that is about Kelly and keeping her memory alive. And we've decided this year with the festival that we are actually going to have a stage that is in her name, and the community is coming together to fund that stage, to fund the musicians that get to play on that stage, and it'll be a wonderful experience, hopefully, and her family's behind it, and we're so happy to be able to do this, to keep her memory alive. She was a beautiful, beautiful person.
All right, well, we're going to share the song that Jonathan Foster sings here, Where We Belong.
We've become Why not forever young? Where we've gone, always longing for the sun. And what we're left with, tiny sand messages. When we shed a little light, we'll never be wrong. This is where we belong. Remember her red hair, don't care, downtown, turning frowns upside down. It's all messed up, all our thoughts. There's no better place than where you are. Wiping our eyes in our hearts, so full of life, always the spark. And this is where we belong. This is where we, this is where we belong. Like a spider monkey shouting out loud, jumping onto the unsuspecting crowd. Powder lover, mama's big dreams, dancing all along the winding streams. Folk, sister, ghostly prankster, armed with all the cold beverages. Mister, mister, this is where we belong. This is where we, this is where we belong. Red town like a firecracker, it all broke down. Never ever try to put out a spark with whiskey after dark. But you're always in our hearts, Kelly Clark. We left the pub through the side gate for another drink across the way. One last cast into the night, she tied us all together with her light. Now she must be making fun, still being so fit and young. And knowing this is where we belong. This is where we, this is where we belong. This is where we, this is where we belong.
What a great tribute.
Oh, that's an amazing song. What a wonderful local songwriter we have.
And Jonathan Foster.
Absolutely.
Yep. He just got through touring the entire United States. It was amazing that he covered all of that ground.
He's been gone all summer, and can't wait to go see him next week here in Reading.
All right. Okay, and our next song is going to be by Michael Klemm. Now, Michael is a part of a great group called Eddie from Ohio that is actually based in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Mr. Klemm has played in the Reading area at Grapevine Farm for the Oak Song Society for the Preservation of Way Cool Music. And we at Reading Roots are pleased to welcome him back. And I've selected a song called, of his, called Diane.
Diane, trust me, I'm so sorry for today. Diane, guess I won't be heading to Luray. Diane, take me lightly, oh, don't make the call. Diane, you got it right, I got the call. You look like the
Blue Ridge when you lay down on your side. I've studied off the highway, stuck behind a double wide. Must be the backlit night, or better yet, the time of year. 'Cause when the moon is nearing full, the mountain shape is clear. But I would be remiss if not to say, Diane, trust me, I'm so sorry for today. Diane, guess I won't be heading to Luray. Diane, take me lightly, oh, don't make the call. Diane, you got it right, I got the call. You smell like the dogwood trees that line a country lane. But keep the powder off you, girl, there's nothing wrong with playing. There's 4 out of 5 senses that before the dawn you'll hit. And if you don't mind my pithy talk, then I promise not to quit. But I would be remiss if not to say, Diane, trust me, I'm so sorry for today. Diane, guess I won't be heading to Luray. Diane, take me lightly, oh, don't make the call. Diane, you got it right, I got the call. I got the call. Amends, please tell me what it takes. Well, I don't do well to pedal back, 'cause I got coaster brakes. Whatever song I sing for you, I'd make Virginia's song. I'd feed the rich and tax the poor. And wait, I got that wrong. But I would be remiss if not to say, Diane, trust me, I'm so sorry for today. Diane, guess I won't be heading to Luray. Diane, take me lightly, oh, don't make the call. Diane, you got it right, I got to go. I got to go. I got to go.
Michael Clem, Diane.
That was a very fun song. I just want to say he is the only musician that we have coming from the East Coast, and he is playing Saturday afternoon, and I highly recommend that you get at least that Saturday ticket and get there early to see him. It is going to be amazing.
Right, and now we've got a song by Jim Dyer and his band, and Jim is a very important part of our music scene, and the song I've chosen will be Jubilee. And Janelle, we all know quite a bit about Jim Dyer, but fill in our audience, because some of our audience may not know.
Jim Dyer's been in our community for as long as I can remember. When we first opened our business downtown Reading, Jim Dyer Band was the first live band that I got to see perform downtown Reading as our downtown started becoming a scene back in the mid-2000s. And he's still performing. His wife Kelly and him make a great duo. I believe they're going to have a third member with them at the festival. And
I think it's Clinton Connie.
It is. It is. Mm-hmm. And they're just so much fun. They're so much fun.
And darn nice people, too.
Very nice people. We like them.
Yes. And the song I've chosen is Jubilee.
Gonna shake off the pain, drop the pretense of sin, and maybe all the world's losers will be coming out grinning. On the one fine day when all things will be revealed, I see you banging a faucet, but you can't stop the drip. And with the truth leaking out, your power slip. And tell you one day soon, it'll run like a holy river. Throw it all into the light.
belly of whales. Flee the lies that they sold you about the too big to fails. They can swim with the people, but die at the bottom of the ocean. You can't handcuff the truth that strips away the facade. You can't sell us all forever on systems of fraud. See them crumble in the wake of a newfound and joyful commotion. Throw it all into the light. Bust the chains and shackles, what a beautiful sight. Jubilee comes washing down pure and bright. Jubilee, Jubilee, are you feeling all right? Throw it all into the light. Busted chains and shackles, what a beautiful sight. Jubilee comes washing down pure and bright. Jubilee, Jubilee, are you feeling alright? Jubilee, Jubilee, are you feeling alright?
Jim Dyer Band. It just makes you want to dance, get up and rock and roll.
Absolutely.
Now, we're going to, I want to say that we're listening to the Eclectic Hour on KKRN Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer. And we have in studio, Janelle Pearson. And we want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what's keeping these programs on the air. And if you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at Pencil and Paper Ready, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or you can find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. There's also another way to help. You can donate a car, a truck, a boat, an RV, or a motorcycle to the KKRN cause by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433. And we want to thank you so very much.
All righty, and we're here talking about the Reading Roots Revival Music Festival on September 24th and 25th in downtown Reading.
That's right, and we encourage everybody to get out and have a good time.
It is going to be all outdoors, and we will be asking people to be as safe as possible, wearing masks and keeping spread out, and we hope to have everybody have a great time, no matter how you feel about things.
Okay, and there's going to be, as I understand it, food trucks and...
We will have beer and wine available. We will have a couple of food trucks. We're also asking people to please support our downtown restaurants. And since people don't always want to miss any music and need to go get dinner, there's always the option to order it and just go pick it up and bring it back. And you can bring your food in and bring your chair and sit down and enjoy music.
I guess they could deliver it to the site.
That would be possible also.
Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds real good. Okay, we're going to resume our show with a song by the Stone Foxes. And the song I've chosen is called Through the Fire. And we're going to play just a teaser of it. And what can you say about that, Janelle, about the Stone Foxes?
Well, the Stone Foxes are our headliner band for Friday evening. And they are so much fun. They are a rock and roll band out of San Francisco. It's two brothers, Spence and Shannon, that started this band quite a few years ago. And they're quite popular when they come to Reading. When they've played Vintage before, it sells out very quick. And like I said, it's so nice to be able to have them here where we can have a few hundred people enjoy their wonderful, wonderful music, and you will dance when they are playing.
All right. Okay, it's called Through the Fire, and it's by the Stone Foxes. That one you could almost slow dance to, almost.
Almost.
It's not typical of what is on their CD, I know.
No, they will be rocking the whole time.
Yeah, that was actually the slowest song on there, on that CD. Okay, and now we're going to do a song that was written by Morgan Hannaford and Jonathan Foster. And it's done by Honeybee, which is Martha Hannaford and Morgan. And the song is The Devil's Darner. And it's quite a song. And the way Morgan does it is just impresses me. So, and they're going to be a wonderful band to listen to at the Reading Roots Revival. Devil's Darner.
From the cypress swamps and bogs to the Tupelo Slough, where the river twists and folds to the muddy bayou, the story has been told to the young down from the old. The devil's dawn is coming after you. Thank you. snuck down to have a snooze beside a stream. Skipped out on his chores behind his ears he didn't clean. From the banks, parents only heard a terrified scream. They searched for days and still he ain't been seen. To all you lazy children, the devil sent them here. He'll darn your eyes and itch your nose, so your lips and ears. It sting, it feels like fire, gonna make you drop and roll. How many will it take to haul away your soul? Listen to your elders, do what you are told. Don't let the devil's gonna take your soul. In a black fly cloud at Don Needle Pond, and search for comfort underneath the outer serpent's right arm. Don't fall asleep by the waterside. Everybody wants you'll return as the devil's dawn has spawned. To all you lazy children, the devil sent them here. He'll darn your eyes, knit your nose, sew your lips and ears. Sting, it feels like fire, gonna make you drop and roll. How many will it take to haul away your soul? Listen to your elders going, do what you are told. Don't let the devil's dawn take you. You are told, don't let the devil's dawn take your soul.
Well, Janelle, I wouldn't have believed it until I heard it, that Morgan Hannaford could sound like that.
That was amazing. I am amazed every day of the talent we have right in our community here, and I'm so glad we're going to be able to showcase some of our local talent as well as the musicians coming from out of town at our Reading Roots Revival Music Festival, September 24th and 25th. And if you want to know the whole lineup, we have it on readingrootsrevival.org.
And you get the better price by doing it by what time?
Before September 19th, we have a discounted ticket available for 2 days.
Okay. That's important to note. I also want to give kudos to Martha Hannaford and her fiddle work.
Absolutely.
It's really great.
We have some great fiddle players in this festival.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, and now next up we're going to have a little bit of Dust and Ashes. And you want to hear more of a lot of these singer-songwriters, of course. You must come to the Reading Roots Revival. We don't have time to put all of these songs on, but we'll do a bit here of Dust and Ashes, and that's by Maya Elise.
And The Good Dream.
And The Good Dream. So she has people with her that are going to be with her?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. I believe it's a trio.
Okay.
Yes, they performed a little house concert this summer, and everyone who was able to attend absolutely loved them and said, please, please, please be part of our festival. And they said they were available and they would come back for it. They are also out of the Bay Area.
Okay, Maya Elise and A Bit of Dust and Ashes. And that's Maya Elise and the Dreamers, did you say?
The Good Dream.
Okay, we can use a few good dreams.
We could.
We've got too much dust and ashes in particular.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so now next we're going to have a song by Mikkelsen, and it's called Crying in Spanish. And Janelle, what would you like to say about Mikkelsen?
Well, Mikkelsen is Scott Mikkelsen, and he has been coming up to Reading for quite a few years. He also lives in San Francisco in the Marin area, and he has had he's gone by different names over the years. Fat Opie is one of the names on an album that we have that he was called when he came up here. And so if you're familiar with any of that, you'll know who he is. He's very fun, very charming, very talented. And we love him, and he's going to be playing on Friday evening.
Okay, and this is from Fat Opie album. It's called Fat Opie. Crying in Spanish. A little bit of this song.
They say there was an almighty flood. And it's time to get right with God. And and the blood running through my veins ain't clear. But if you listen, you might hear someone somewhere else crying in Spanish. I raised Great Danes in Iowa. And good help was hard to find. But as soon as they locked the front church door, in the crowd thinned out, you could be sure. Someone somewhere is crying in Spanish. Oh, I feel my plate at the Great Valley Steakhouse. And the people who clear my plates, I don't think much about. It's like working in the belly of the whale, but it's better than working in jail, where someone somewhere is crying in Spanish.
Okay, that's Mikkelsen, a little taste of Mikkelsen, and there's a whole lot more, varied. And now, my next song is going to be A Safe Place, and it's by a Reading singer-songwriter by the name of Anna Jay. And this is my favorite song of hers, because it's not only melodically enjoyable, but it has something very important to say about relationships. Safe Place.
You'll find the one, and flings always start out feeling fine. But don't just settle for someone. Know when to stay and when to run. Like if obsessions begin, fights don't seem to end, but lonely seems like a sin. And before you get hurt or dig up more dirt, would you listen to this? He better be your safe place. Forgive your mistakes. Make you smile even when he's not around. Always needs to treat you good. Shouldn't ever be rude. Don't you let him bring you down. You better feel it in your gut. Should be someone you trust. Well, he come running if you need him around. He better be your safe place. Oh, oh. Struggle in your eyes. You should be smiling, but he makes you cry. Obsessions begin, fights don't seem to end, but lonely seems like a sin. And before you get hurt or dig up more dirt, just listen to this. He better be your safe place. Forgive your mistakes. Make you smile even when he's not around. Oh,
Anna Jay, what a song.
She's got a very refreshing sound.
She does. She does. She has a distinctive voice. You can't mistake her for anyone else.
That's right.
So,
and she will be performing at our Reading Roots Music Festival September 24th and 25th, and full lineup at readingrootsrevival.org.
Yeah. Okay. And next up is Ira Walker. And Janelle, anything that you have to say about Ira?
There's a lot I'd love to say about Ira. I can't wait to meet him. He is local, and his album is very soulful and bluesy, and what a sweet man he is. He has quite a past, and it's amazing that he lives in our area and wants to come and perform at our little music festival. He's Grammy nominated. He, in the 80s and 90s, performed with Eddie Money for many years and toured with Eddie Money and actually wrote some songs that were on the radio. So we're really excited to have him.
Yeah, me too. The song I've chosen, I think it's a beautiful song, so soulful, and it's called Only One Friend, and it really illustrates when you listen to the words about this deep friendship. Only One Friend by Ira Walker. Slow dance song here. Those are the best.
How long has it been, yeah, since we've been through something like this? Me and you. Oh, ain't it funny with time how things change? I guess it wouldn't be a good life if things stay the same. Remember when we used to spend so much time together? After so many years apart, it would turn out like this. Oh, it's happiness. If I only had a one thing, yeah, I'd want it to be you. Oh. Think of something precious. Oh, women, diamonds, and wine. They don't come that easy. Even good wine takes time, yeah. Stone. Your actions speak so much louder than words alone. It can only get better like you when you start with the best. Oh yeah, my words might not say, so let me put it in a song. If I only had a one thing, I want it to be you. Friend, yeah, I'd want it to be you.
friend, yeah. I want it to be you.
That was amazing.
Powerful, yeah.
Very.
What a song about friendship.
I can't wait for Redding to meet him.
Me too.
Wonderful.
Now, our next song is a cowboy kick-up type song, and it's by Annie Cody, a local gal, and Scott Joss joins her on fiddle, and it's just a fun kind of song. It's called, she wrote it, and called Cowboy's Cowgirl, and Annie Cody with Scott Joss on fiddle.
Here, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I wanna be a cowboy's cowgirl. I wanna wear a six-gun in my holster. I wanna ride on the open plain.
Okay, that's some Annie Cody. We're going to try to fit in a few more songs if we possibly can.
Okay.
All right. The next song is I Could Hear the Hurricane Coming, and it's by Tim Snyder. And what might you say?
Oh, Tim Snyder is amazing. And the first time he came to Redding and performed at our little venue at Vintage Wine Bar, I just closed my eyes and listened and pretended that I was in a big stadium, because he deserved a big stadium right away. And he has been on the road for many years with a band called Naco and Medicine for the People, and performing in big stadiums. And Naco always lets him have a little piece by himself where all the fans get to see him. So we are just so thrilled to have him perform at our music festival, where more than 50 people are going to get to see him. And he is going to be performing by himself on Friday evening. And then Saturday evening, he's bringing his full band, and they are going to be the headliner for Saturday night. And it is going to be so amazing. I just can't wait.
Okay, we're going to try to put a little bit in, because we got to try to get everybody on this list here. We'll see what we can do. All right.
Tearing up these trees, all the years spent growing roots, and the fruits we'll never see. So hard to see things change as it all burns to the ground. As these memories turn to smoke, I can hardly hear a sound. But I'm standing, oh, I'm standing. Yes, I'm standing in the eye of a hurricane.
Okay, I have to pause because we're going to try to fit in a couple more if we possibly can.
All righty.
And next we have David Jacob Strain joined by Bob Beach, and he's been a regular around here.
He has, and he did perform in our 2019 Music Festival, and everybody loved him, and they were available, so we're bringing him back.
Okay, Looking for a Home, that's the name of the song. We're going to hear a snippet of.
Like desert, and none of them is going my way. I'm looking for home, looking for home, looking for home. This big flat world, I can't find them. I've been to the Sea of Cortez.
Have to apologize, but we're trying to fit in a few more before we have to wrap it up here. And our next one is Lights Out, and it's by Jessica Malone, and that's a title track of her latest CD, and it's pretty powerful. So we'll just hear a little snippet of that.
Sounds great.
Boy, didn't think I'd find out. Oh no, you didn't think I'd find out. Where you been going? What you been doing? When I turned the lights out, you come home smelling like cheap whiskey. Black velvet lips ain't gonna kiss me. When you've been out all night getting in drunk in my bar.
Okay, you want to hear more? Come to the Reading Roots Revival. And now we're going to go for Zydeco Master, Grammy-nominated, and Andre Theory. And so we're going to hear just a little bit of No Good Woman.
Okay. Their band's a lot of fun, too.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to be lots of fun.
Yeah, that's easy to tell.
Another dance band.
Yep. And now we're just going to hear a little bit of Change, and this by a local icon, a reggae master, Johnny Token.
Thank you.
Okay, we've run out of time, but we want to remind you that this is coming up. Janelle, once again.
September 24th and 25th, Reading Roots Revival Music Festival, and go to readingrootsrevival.org to purchase tickets and to see the full lineup. As you can see, we have a variety of music, something that everyone would like.
That's right, and we have just scratched the surface. There was a lot more that I just couldn't fit in.
Absolutely.
I could just give you a little hint of a lot of this.
But you get to see it all if you buy a two-day pass.
That's right, that's right.
It'll be amazing.
Okay, and thank you, Janelle Pearson of the Reading Roots Revival, and we appreciate what you're doing and livening up Reading, California.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you for having us.
Now, just a note that if you have any questions or comments about today's music or musicians, you can reach me by going to craig.boyer@yahoo.com, and don't forget the dot between my first and last name. And we want to thank you for lending us your ears, for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. Tune in next week for another edition of The Eclectic Hour.